This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
Bleck and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Check out the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Search for the Bleck and Abdallah section. That's where you can find all of our Bulls backstory podcasts. We took a look at the 90s Bulls. I think we put together, what, 9, 10 different podcasts?
A lot of them.
Based on the Last Dance, Michael Jordan era of the Chicago Bulls. And now we're moving on to NBA backstories. We're taking a look at some of the great NBA matchups, highlights, and different storylines throughout NBA history to kind of go with our theme of the backstory. On Friday night, we had Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals. The Cavs beat the Warriors, coming back from 3-1 in the series to win. The block from LeBron, Kyrie's big three at the end of the game. So we talked about that. That podcast is found on ESPN, on the ESPN Chicago app, under the Bleck and Abdallah section. Today, Abdallah, for our NBA backstory, we go back to 2009, the first round of the NBA playoffs, the Chicago Bulls and the Boston Celtics. They gave us a great series in the first round, going 7 games. And kind of the storyline heading into this series, the Bulls, 41-41, second in their division. That team that year, though, led in scoring by Ben Gordon. And then you have the rookie Derrick Rose as rookie of the year, 16.8 points per game, the 3.9 rebounds and 6 assists per. So you have Ben Gordon, Derrick Rose, John Salmons, Luol Deng, some others mixing in, Kirk Heinrich still on the team, Andres Nocioni on the team. So the Bulls really led by a group of different players, all scoring right below that 20-point threshold, all giving you like 10-plus between 10 and 20 right there. You get like 5 or 6 different guys leading for the Chicago Bulls, but a 41-41 team facing off against a Boston Celtics team that went 62-20 in the regular season, coming off the championship the year before. They beat the Lakers to win their championship with the big three, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett. So that's where we find this first round matchup, with Kevin Garnett on the sidelines, injured for this series. But really, it was a hell of a series and a lot of fun to watch.
Dude, Joakim Noah and Brad Miller combined for 25 rebounds.
Crazy.
Like, it was, I'm rewatching this game, Kirk Heinrich and Rajon Rondo get into a fight early in the game in the first quarter.
You're talking about game 6 specifically.
Yes, yeah. Game 6 specifically. There's a great, Brad Miller's hitting threes down the stretch in the end of the game to keep it close. Joakim Noah's got a great dunk in the third overtime to kind of put the Bulls up. There's a great Derrick Rose block at some point in a steal. Off that dunk, Joakim Noah stole the ball. Dribbling, you're like, no, pass it. Why? He looks so awkward running down the court and dribbling, yeah. And then he's screaming, getting everybody's faces. This was a great game. And if you remember the situation going on, too, there was a Blackhawks playoff game going on that night, too. So you had both teams in the playoffs that night. I was actually at a Cubs game that night, and I left the game to go watch. I was like, this is too close. I leave. It was right before overtime started, and I left. And I was like, I'm going to go watch this game. And the bar was split 50-50. Half the TVs were on the Bulls game. Half the TVs were on the Blackhawks game. But ultimately, you know, the Bulls obviously go on to lose game 7. But this game, this was the Joakim Noah game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll address game 6 in just a second. To start the series, though, Derrick Rose had his, welcoming to the NBA on the main stage, because everyone knew he was good, right? But when he comes out in his first playoff game ever in 49 minutes and puts up 36 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds, and the Bulls win by 2 and they steal game 1 against the defending champs, like, the storylines around the NBA were, hold up, maybe we really need to take this Derrick Rose guy seriously, as this is going to be one of those stars who's going to control the league. So if we go to SportsCenter that night, Kevin Negandhi on SportsCenter. Here's the recap. Derrick Rose goes off in his first playoff game.
And Derrick Rose and the Bulls getting their first playoff win ever against the Celtics, 105-103. Unbelievable, stunning fashion here. The Celtics all season last year in the postseason, they lost once at home. They already lost out the gate, 105-103. Rose, marvelous. 36 points, 11 assists, 12 of 12 from the free throw line. Here's the rookie.
It don't really matter. If you play hard, you should be able to do anything. My veterans told me to go out there, play my game. I played my game, and I didn't want to lose the game.
You know, we just stayed with our defense, stayed with our offensive mindset, but it was a physical game, and I was pleased the way we matched the physicality of the game.
Guys, Kevin is not playing in this playoffs, all right? I'm not answering Kevin Garnett questions. I didn't even notice, honestly, until someone told me that he wasn't on the bench, and I could care less. You know, hell, he was on the bench in the first half, and we're down 8 points. So, you know, this is about the players in uniform. Kevin is gone, and he ain't coming back. The guys in the uniform have to play.
The guys in uniform have to figure out a way to stop Derrick Rose. His first career playoff game, and look at the companies here. He's now tied with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in their first playoff game with the most points, 36 points, passing Wilt Chamberlain and Tim Duncan on the list. 12 of 19 from the field. Again, I can't stress enough, made all 12 of his free throws, had 11 assists. He's not a rookie. I call him a rookie, but he's not a rookie after you play something like this in the Garden against the Celtics.
So that's Kevin Negandhi on Sports. How about that Sports Center music in 09? I mean, that was slapping hard. Okay, so the Bulls win the first game. The Celtics win game two, 118-105. 118-115. Celtics win game three, 107-86. Game four, the Bulls bounce back. They get a win by three, 121-118. Game five, the Celtics win by two, 106-104. And Abdallah, that's where we get to game six. And you're right. Everything that you laid out there, it was absolutely the Joakim Noah game. Derrick Rose with a great defensive block late in the game to seal the victory. Ray Allen with 51 points in the contest. Glenn Davis with 23. Paul Pierce with 22. The Bulls were led in scoring by John Salmons, 35 points. Derrick Rose had 28. But really, when it comes down to it, the one thing you remember from that one game, you nailed it. Paul Pierce with the ball and the turnover. And there goes the galloping Joakim Noah to the other end of the floor. Let's go to TNT.
It's Pierce. Salmons fights through a screen. Noah knocked it away. Galloping with Pierce. And Paul Pierce has just fouled out of the game.
He is now out of the game. I mean, Paul Pierce has got to let that go. How about the speed, though, of Joakim Noah, the concentration? What a play.
So that's Kevin Harlan and Doug Collins on the call. That dunk is the dunk I go to when I think about Joakim Noah as the player that I loved in a Bulls uniform. And when Derrick Rose blocks the shot and the Bulls go on to win that game at the end of the third overtime, Joakim Noah, if you watch him on the footage of the game, he is going nuts at center court, celebrating with the fans. And, like, if anyone in 2020 says that people don't care about the Chicago Bulls in this city, it's completely wrong, because go back to 09. People cared. Mm-hmm. And the United Center in that contest was electric. Like that was Chicago Stadium electric, not the sleepy Jordan second three-peat championships, you know, where like the new fans, the United Center, are not quite giving it their all. This crowd was like the sixth man on the court for the Chicago Bulls in this contest, and Joakim Noah was feeding off of it. Just great memories I remember. And Joakim Noah, the 9 points, 15 rebounds, and 3 assists in the contest in 43 minutes as the Bulls win.
Yeah, because you know he steals the ball, goes up for the dunk, comes down. He's got the ponytail, the hair down just halfway down his back, pounding on his chest. Him and Brad Miller going nuts. Like it was a great. I just remember the atmosphere, like deafening noise in a bar. Like one of the few. Like I think of a few memories from this last like Bulls from the Joakim Noah, Derrick Rose Bulls, and it's that moment, and it's Derrick Rose's buzzer beater against the Cavs, against the Heat, against LeBron.
Cavs.
Regardless, against LeBron. Yeah, against the Cavs, because LeBron had the one the next game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, to me, that moment, and then you have, I mean, the game starts towards the end of the first quarter with Heinrich and Rondo fighting. And I'm like, no, stop. What are you doing? Like,
but the crowd wanted it.
Of course they did. Like,
and well, no one wait, was
if you
more...
watch it, if you, Rondo pulls Heinrich into, basically, and throws, doesn't throw him, but kind of uses his momentum and pulls him into the first row.
And there was some chippy play between Rondo and Heinrich throughout the series to get to that
Rondo,
point.
Heinrich wants to fight. At any moment, Heinrich wants to fight.
Rondo was very punchable back then, too.
Yes, he was.
So that and then game seven, at the end, the Bulls are down big and they come back. They make it a 5-point game late, but the time kind of runs out. But it really gave people hope that Derrick Rose is something. Joakim Noah is a winner. Like that's the one thing you take away. It's like, ah, that game, he has an ugly game, but God, that guy gives a damn. He cares. He cares about winning. And like that was stuff that we could take going forward, and it built into something a little bit more as the Bulls eventually got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. So that's our NBA backstory for today. The Bulls lose in seven to the Celtics in 2009.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.